Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com. Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain.
A special legislative committee on the Common Core Academic Standards has just set hearings around the state to gather public input on these new standards. The first one will be tomorrow at the state capitol. And we will ask you to testify this hour during our Big Questions segment on whether you support or oppose Common Core. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, October 2nd. Last week, Governor Walker surprised some lawmakers by saying Wisconsin should have stronger academic standards than the Common Core plan, standards that he had previously supported, albeit lukewarm support. We will talk with a policy analyst about the arguments for and against Common Core. And we'll welcome your questions and your views, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Alan Borsick. He is a senior fellow in law and public policy at Marquette University. He writes a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covering education. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is Common Core? What are the Common Core standards?
I think it's a really good question of what you can expect the general public and parents to get, because it's really kind of technical, but at heart it's simple, that it's a set of standards, of goals, expectations for what kids should learn at every grade, particularly in English, reading and language arts, and in math, with more subjects coming. It has been adopted in 45 states and the District of Columbia and a few American territories, so it's nationwide. It is not it is not in itself a curriculum, but it triggers lots of curriculum decisions.
Mm-hmm. So who came up with the Common Core standards?
That, you could get a lot of controversy about that. I think historically, going back to about 8 or 9 years ago, there was a feeling that American kids, the bar needed to be raised. Overall, American kids were not performing high enough, and that the standards were so inconsistent across the country. There, what it meant to be proficient in one state wasn't the same as what it meant to be proficient in another. In Wisconsin, which had a pretty low set of standards, low bar, compared to other states, by the definition of some studies, I think were really pretty solid, to call a student proficient was not the same as saying so in Massachusetts, where the same student would have been not proficient. So it was an attempt to say, we need a national base for saying, this student's doing okay, here's what we expect of kids. So it arose largely out of a lot of conservative groups, business groups, major business leaders from across the country, and a lot of governors, both Republicans and Democrats. So it did not arise out of the federal government. That's where the controversy comes, because the Obama administration has supported it in the last few years. So now it's being criticized by many, particularly Tea Party partisans, who are saying it's the Obama core and it's a national set of standards. You can get into a big debate over the difference between the term national and nationwide.
Yeah, well, and more on that in a bit. But now, Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction has adopted the Common Core standards, and isn't it ready to start rolling them out?
Oh, it's more than ready. It is being rolled out. I think in just about every school in the state, every public school, every charter school, even a fair number of private schools, The Common Core is making a big difference, that there's major reevaluations of what to teach kids, how to teach kids, what approaches to take to material. If you went into just about any school in the state, you'd find teachers are working intensely on revamping what they're doing, to try to match the Common Core. And for the most part, I might add, they perceive it as upping their game, as aiming higher, as more specific, as more rigorous. That doesn't mean everybody's on board and thinks it's wonderful, but the amount of work that's being put in a fresh way to how do we get through to kids, especially those who aren't, who haven't been thriving, is intense. In Wisconsin, with its unusual governance structure for education, the State Department of Public Instruction, and specifically Tony Evers, the state public instruction chief, had the power to decide this. It did not need legislative approval, and Dr. Evers jumped on board right away, and I think it was early 2010 that he thought Wisconsin would gain from this.
So the Governor Walker, had initially supported the Common Core, but now he is saying that the standards are not stringent enough, and I think he wants Wisconsin to come up with its own standards. Why would he change his mind?
Well, I know this will be shocking, but there's lots of politics involved.
I am shocked. Yeah, no. So what's going on?
No,
I mean, other Republican governors did it too. Florida Governor Rick Scott has withdrawn his state from implementing the standards. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has also been critical. So what's going on?
I don't think anyone's actually withdrawn. There's some states that have frozen funding, and certainly the opposition has arisen in a pretty sharp fashion in the course of this year, especially. I think what happened is that you've got to put in the whole context of what's going on with national politics, with Obama, with there's got some similarities to the whole Obamacare controversies, that historically the country, has not been in favor of national standards. Education's been a strongly local control subject. Bill Clinton tried to create some national standards for math, I believe it was, in the mid-1990s, and it just went nowhere at all in Congress. You had this movement arise. As long as it didn't attract much attention, frankly, everyone thought this was great. We ought to have some common definitions. We ought to have a higher bar nationwide. So suddenly you had 45 states approving it, and in most cases with almost no controversy, and people on both sides of the spectrum, more so on the right than on the left, but definitely on the left also, are saying, wait a minute, where'd these standards come from? So I think there's a surprise factor that they're saying, we got this, what appears to be a national system, and who said this is what we want to teach, and what happened to our local control? So there's been a big surge of opposition. I think Governor Walker, seeing that a lot of the right-wing forces in the state, Tea Party people and such, are quite incensed about this. It's become a hot-button issue. He wants to cover his bases, frankly. So he did definitely hedge his support last week, saying maybe we should aim higher than the Common Core.
And
that actually means in terms of what will happen is very unclear.
But there will be hearings of a special legislative committee on the Common Core academic standards. After he said that, some lawmakers scratched their heads, but now they're going to have these public hearings. They'll have invited guests testifying on the Common Core standards and take public testimony. The first hearing is tomorrow. There are others in other parts of the state. It looks like next week there's going to be one in Fond du Lac, and there's going to be one in Eau Claire. There's going to be one in Wausau. So the legislature appears to...
Be honest, I was kind of curious. There isn't going to be one anywhere in the Milwaukee area, but so be it. In the course of the state budget work in the spring, I think it was in May before the Joint Finance Committee, some of the Republicans put in an amendment to freeze further expansion of the Common Core in Wisconsin and to have legislative hearings. So that's where these hearings come from. Now, in freezing further expansion, that doesn't stop the English, the reading and language arts stuff, and it doesn't stop the math work, which are the two areas that have been implemented. nothing else has been approved. Science is kind of coming down the way. There might be some social studies standards coming, but it doesn't change the fact that the reading, language arts, and math standards are being implemented. So that's where these hearings come from. There's no formal proposal before the legislature. There's no formal proposal being debated at these hearings. My guess is they will be largely focused on opposition to the Common Core.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit confused. So Common Core is, the standards are in place for certain subjects, but other subjects are down the road?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the focus now is on reading and math, which are the two core subject areas that are always part of assessing a school or a student. You know, as a reporter, I've done this a thousand times of writing about math scores and reading scores, because those are the two critical areas to, you know, if you can't read, you can't understand any other subject. So reading and math were the first areas that were the focus of the Common Core. I should add that the original sponsors of the Common Core were the National Governors Association and some business-oriented groups, and the Chief State Education Officers organization for, you know, people like Tony Evers from every state in the country. It was not originally a program that had any direct federal involvement.
We are talking with Alan Borsick, Senior Fellow in Law and Public Policy at Marquette University Law School. He also covers education issues in a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we are talking with him about the Common Core academic standards and the new controversy over them. Last week, Governor Walker said that Wisconsin should have stronger academic standards than the Common Core. DPI Superintendent Tony Evers was defending the Common Core. So we thought we would talk about the pros and cons of Common Core and welcome your questions and your views in today's Big Question. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Is the Common Core a good idea for Wisconsin? Yes, no, or I don't know. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is our Big Question segment. Every Wednesday, we take a look at an issue facing the state or nation and find out more about it and ask you to weigh in on it. Today, we are asking whether you support or oppose Common Core. As the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction prepares to unroll Common Core, a new set of national education standards, Governor Walker now says the standards are not stringent enough for the state schools. Republican governors in other states have also begun criticizing the Common Core. We are talking with a policy analyst about what the core is and why it's so controversial, the pros and cons of Common Core. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Alan Borsick, who is a senior fellow in law and public policy at Marquette University Law School. We've talked quite a bit, Alan Borsick, about the new Republican governor, concerns over Common Core, wanting them to be stricter and thinking maybe this is nationalizing the education standards. What about the progressives or liberals who have also pushed back against the standards? What are their concerns?
That's a good question. I think some of it has to do with the fact that along with the Common Core, not directly part of it, but I think inherent in it, is a major overhaul of testing, and there's a new nationwide and a new wave of state tests coming in a year from now. Wisconsin's very much a part of that. And there's a lot of feeling that there's too much testing, that this is too restrictive, that the standards themselves aren't very good. I mean, people like Dan Ravitch, who's been a leading voice on the left side of education advocacy in the last few years. She thinks the standards aren't good and are going to hold back kids. I think from the Common Core supporter side, they'd say the standards are the floor, they're not the ceiling, but there's a lot of fear that these will be a ceiling and that good literature is being left off of the recommended reading lists and things like that. So a lot of it has to do with specific education issues, of which there are a million questions, and I don't think anyone would, including me for sure, would tell you that the standards as they stand now are perfect or won't be changed. They will evolve, so there's a lot of advocacy for making them more responsive to kids.
All right, let's take some calls. Yeah, Mike,
the real needs what kids need.
Okay, Mike in Madison is with us. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. I heard a report on this saying that Common Core is going to cost every school district like $44,000 per subject to implement this. I was wondering if that was true or if your guests could comment on that, please.
Do you know, Ellen Borsick?
Well, I don't think there's any one number that I know of, and certainly that wouldn't be true for every school district because you got districts from the size of Milwaukee down to districts that have 300 or 400 students. So is there cost associated with it? Inevitably, yes. Directly, no. I mean, there isn't like some price tag. You don't have to buy it. I mean, anyone who wants to read the Common Core standards can go online and read them very easily. They won't understand them too well because they're really technical, but there's no cost inherent in it. But to do some of these things, I mean, to raise the bar, there's cost in raising the bar. The new testing systems have some amount of expense on it, but it's not enough to really change a school budget picture. If you start into new technology that might arise from using this and a lot more staff training and so on, these things have costs inevitably, but I don't think cost is the hugest factor related to being for or against the Common Core.
Let's go next to Barb in Blue Mound. Hello, Barb.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm an educator, and I am concerned about what exactly the Republican governors are objecting to in the core standards. I mean, I think there is, it's clear that they're suspicious, but it's never clear to me what is it in the math and what is it in the reading standards they don't think are high enough, and to what degree is this stoppable by them if this is already a national program? Can they actually stop them? And if so, why?
Yeah. Ellen, what exactly do they object to?
Let me go backwards a little bit. Could it be stopped? Sure, it's voluntary. There are 45 states that are taking part. There are 5 states, including Minnesota, next door to Wisconsin, that have not agreed to take part. And so it's voluntary, and it could be stopped in the sense of saying, we're not going to do that. Would it actually change what teachers are doing and some effort to, a big effort to raise the standards in many states? I think Wisconsin is clearly a state where this is going to demand more from students, add rigor to the system. So it could be stopped as far as just voting not to participate. There's no federal law or anything related to the Common Core that makes it mandatory. A lot of the critiques don't deal with specifics in the standards. Some do specifically, one specific issue you heard more from the left than from the right is that the standards call for a higher percentage of reading, particularly by high school students, to be nonfiction than has been historically true. So there's a lot of debate over fiction versus nonfiction. Are the Common Core standards going to reduce teaching of Shakespeare and so on? Frankly, a lot of that, I think, is not a problem. I think if you really read the standards, there's plenty of room for literature. From the right side, a lot of the criticism more is national control. You even get people who think this is an international control thing, that the United, I'm being serious about this. You hear the term United Nations a lot. You hear the notion that these are coming from outside of America or we're trying to match up with other countries and we should stick to local control. I want to run my own school district. I think, frankly, when Governor Walker says he thinks we can aim higher in this, everyone would agree. But if we got to the level that the a lot of the educators I know, I was talking with one yesterday, say, you know, if we got to the level this calls for, it would be a big step forward, but everyone would agree, why stop there? But a lot of it has to do with a reaction to big government, and that this is being perceived as a big government thing, and big government is not popular with a lot of folks these days.
We will talk more about the controversy over Common Core after we check the latest news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. And we will welcome more of your questions and more of your views on this. Are you in favor of or against the Common Core standards? Do you think they should be more stringent, like Governor Walker said last week? Or do you think we should proceed with these standards which represent the floor, not the ceiling? Tony Evers, in his education address last week, defending the Common Core standards. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Alan Borsick. He's a senior fellow in law and public policy at Marquette University Law School, and he also writes a weekly column on education issues for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. So, do you support or oppose Common Core? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 7:37 on this Wednesday, October 2nd. This is our big question segment, and we are talking about whether or not Common Core is good for Wisconsin schools with Alan Borsick, who is a senior fellow in law and public policy at Marquette University Law School. He is also the author of a weekly column on education issues for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Here to answer your questions and respond to your views about the controversy over Common Core. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Governor Walker last week said that the Common Core standards are not stringent enough for Wisconsin schools. Meanwhile, DPI Superintendent Tony Evers, in his education address last week, defended the Common Core. Tomorrow, there will be a special legislative committee on the Common Core academic standards, starting a series of public hearings around the state to gather public input on the Common Core. The first one will be tomorrow at the state capitol. Let's take another call from Michelle in Platteville. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I am a second grade teacher in Southwest Wisconsin, and I can tell you that we are in our third year of implementing Common Core. And, you know, I tend to just feel like the money's been spent already. We just got a new reading series, and I believe my district spent around $200,000 for it. The new series aligns to the Common Core standards. We have been working, we had to realign our report card to the Common Core standards. We've spent hours during the summertime developing curriculum and aligning it to the standards. So I just kind of feel like it's just a waste of taxpayer money to change the standards again and ask educators to go back and revamp everything. And I'm not saying that there isn't things that, I mean, a lot of the stuff transfers from year to year. You know, what was the standard before in math, for example, with addition and subtraction fluency? You know, that's always going to be a standard for second graders. And like I said, I think it's a waste of money, and I say just stick with it for a while, and it definitely is stringent enough. I mean, they ask students, for example, I mean, I have them in front of me right now. I'm at school. And, for example, it says compare and contrast the most important points presented by two texts on the same topic. So they ask second graders to do this sort of stuff. I mean, to me, they are stringent enough. So,
all right. Alan Borsick, what's the answer to that question? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, my obviously very informal and unofficial advice would be don't worry about going forward. I don't think you know, with what you're doing in terms of the Common Core. I don't think there's any rollback coming, certainly not in anything that resembles a short term. The die's been cast. I think I'd agree that I'm going to be very interested as an observer to see what plays out in the next few years. The standards, as this teacher said, are really quite specific, and you know, they really call on kids to do constructive thinking, to do analysis, to explain their work, to be much more critical thinkers, to use one of the jargon terms. And I don't think anything's going to go backwards on that score, nor is there any proposal active at the moment in Wisconsin to change things. In a lot of the states where there's been a surge of opposition, it has fallen short of changing it, even in places where it looked like it was going to be a big change. Indiana is an example of that. Michigan, there's been a lot of opposition. I'm not quite clear whether that'll have much impact. I just read a story two nights ago from Louisiana, very much similar to what's going on here, including that the governor, who had been supportive, suddenly began saying, well, maybe this isn't good enough. The governor, who's also being talked about as a Republican presidential candidate, as is the case here. But I don't think anything's going to change in Louisiana. I don't think anything's going to change in Wisconsin as far as moving forward with the standards for reading and math over the next several years. And I'll be really curious to see how it works out. Personally, I'm in favor of kids doing better, so I hope it works out well.
Florida did make headlines for not officially withdrawing from Common Core last week. There was an executive order from Republican Governor Rick Scott that directed the State Board of Education to withdraw from the Common Core national test. So is that something that you don't think Governor Walker is going to somehow try to do something like that?
The tests are closely linked but separate subject. They're different. You have expectations, and then you say, how are we going to measure whether kids are meeting those expectations? So you had two major consortia created nationwide. Some states were even part of both of them. One goes by the acronym of PARC, and one goes by the name of Smarter Balanced. Florida was part of PARC, and PARC seems to be really having a hard time. Several states have pulled out. Chances are they're going to turn around and then sign up with a different contractor to do their state testing, which will still be Common Core aligned in many ways. The ACT folks from Iowa City are eager to pick up business around the country this way. Wisconsin joined what's called Smarter Balanced, and you're going to hear that term a lot in the next several years. And Smarter Balanced as a group seems to be doing better, keeping its act together. I had a conversation with DPI folks a few weeks ago. They were confident things were going forward, that the tests were coming together. Something, I don't remember the number now, something like 10 or 15 or 20% of all the schools in the state are going to do kind of trial runs of the Smarter Balance test this year. It goes into full effect next year. It's a way different style of testing. It's going to be computer-based. It's what they call adaptive, which means that the next question you will get will depend on how you did on the previous question, so it can be tailored much more to an individual student's performance. You'll get results very quickly. You know, one of the problems with the current state testing system is you get results months and months later. So the testing, it's like launching the Affordable Care Act stuff, that the bureaucracy of this is going to be difficult. There's going to be a lot of glitches and mistakes, but that's you're seeing more related to testing controversies in cases like Florida than to whether the standards themselves are good.
Let's go to Larry in Middleton next. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, thank you. I suspect that Governor Walker wants stricter standards so that more schools will fail, so that they can be closed and replaced with voucher schools. In fact, the whole concept that a school could fail is erroneous. Schools with low scores are schools with high poverty. Saying a school failed is blaming the school and its teachers for the ills of society.
Thank you, Larry. Well, what do you think of Larry's theory, Alan Borsuk?
Well, frankly, I'm not surprised that people would feel that way. I understand what he's saying. it is true, the higher you make the standards, the more kids will fail, or maybe fail too strong a term. Wisconsin as a whole last year went to using a much higher bar for defining proficiency already. And as a result, instead of saying 85% of all our kids can read on grade level, now we're saying 45% or so of our kids can read on grade level. It doesn't mean the actual performance has changed for the kids. It's a matter of what do we expect from them to say they're reading well. So the higher, you know, if we went above the Common Core as far as the state standards, yes, more schools would look bad, more kids would look bad, might add more teachers would look bad because there's a strong movement nationwide to hold teachers responsible and peg their pay and such to with a factor of it being how kids do on tests. And absolutely true, I wish it weren't true, that overall performance correlates with poverty. I often say the state capital of education problems is Milwaukee, because Milwaukee is the state capital of poverty. Unfortunately, it also correlates strongly with race, that white kids in Wisconsin are doing very well overall, and we have huge problems with the gap between white kids and black kids. And personally, I'm in favor of focusing on getting a plan and following it and trying to make things better and not worrying so much about going higher than we're going now. Would it set up a scenario in which schools were closed and voucher schools came in? That's a political opinion I won't get into.
Let's go to Stephanie in Belgium next. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi. This is a great topic. I just wanted to add several comments about that. I think the whole issue around Common Core really isn't in the Common Core documents themselves. I think very few people have actually really studied what's in them and their impacts on education. In fact, I would guess at the hearings, a lot of the people that are going to speak have not even cracked them open to look at what's inside them. This is more a political issue, just as Alan reiterated, that a lot of it is around the testing, which is a separate issue of the Common Core themselves. And just like a lot of the textbooks have taken the stamp and put Common Core aligned on them when they really aren't, people now are using the term Common Core to stamp a lot of the issues in schools that they didn't like that existed before that really aren't even related to Common Core. So it's frustrating because I think that people are making assumptions when they really don't even know what the Common Core standards are about and what they could do for our schools. I think perhaps even Governor Walker doesn't really know what's inside them and what they look like within the schools.
All right. Thank you very much for your comments, Stephanie. Ellen Borsuk, do you think she has a point?
Oh, yeah. I think very few people really know what's in the standards. Frankly, it's really technical, thick reading, and I've tried to get into some of it, but I wouldn't claim to have read nearly as much as I ought to. I think I have some handle, but no, almost nobody reads the actual standards. I think the big government aspect of this is something to keep in mind when it comes to opposition. It isn't pegged to anything specific in the standards. You know, several years ago, I would have said, and I think I did say fairly often, that there was a pretty good sense of an emerging national consensus on where we're going in education. I mean, 45 states joined the Common Core, and these two big consortiums, and that we were going to raise the bar, that we were going to measure kids better, we were going to have a lot more data, we were going to try to find constructive ways to not be satisfied with the status quo and some of the strategies for doing that. I think that national consensus is not in such good shape at the moment, and I think that has much broader ramifications than just the Common Core issues in isolation. That the whole question is, can we agree on where we're going with education? You know, the No Child Left Behind law that was passed in 2001 and 2002 was due for reauthorization in Congress in 2007. Obviously, now it's 6 years later, and nothing's happening on that front because, like so many issues, we're gridlocked on any sense of national agreement on education, and the Common Core is the front line of that issue at the moment.
A reminder that the first hearing of the Special Committee on Common Core Standards will be tomorrow at the State Capitol. It's going to be from noon until 8 p.m. at the State Capitol. Then there's going to be another one next week, Thursday, October 17th, in Fond du Lac at the City-County Building from 2 until 8. Another one on Wednesday, October 23rd, in Eau Claire at the Chippewa Valley Technical College from 2 until 8 p.m. And another one on Wednesday, October 30th, from 2 until 8 p.m. in Wausau at the North Central Technical College. And we'll try to put a list of these public hearings up on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. But why, if Common Core is in the schools right now, Ellen Borsuk, and the curriculum is kind of based on it in our Wisconsin public schools, what is this committee going to do? This select committee on the Common Core standards.
I kind of share that question. I think there are further steps that could be taken of science and such, so that's an issue. But I think mostly it's going to be an interesting battle between people who think the Common Core is a really bad step, again, along the big government lines. That is, some people call it the Obama Core and not the Common Core. And I think you're going to hear a fair amount of that we're losing local control, that we're happy with the way our local school board and local teachers decide, and we don't want to have the state, or especially not the federal government, to coming in. So you're going to hear a lot of that. I ran into someone a couple days ago who was very involved in pro-Common Core stuff, not only in Wisconsin but nationwide. And he said that he thought a lot of the educators he was working with at the university level, there was an effort to get some of them to go up to Madison and testify tomorrow. So they'll be defense of it as well. I hope it's in bounds for me to mention that I'm sure the hearing tomorrow, and I believe all four of them are slated to be on the Wisconsin Eye website and some places cable channel. So that's what I'm planning. I can't get to Madison tomorrow, but I'm planning to watch this because I really want to see what's going on there. Not taking sides on this, but just making a prediction. I think this is going to be quite a bit of sound and fury, but I don't think it'll produce too much. But I might be wrong.
All right. Well,
a year ago, I would have said there's hardly any opposition to the Common Core in Wisconsin because everyone pretty much agrees on it, and that's not the case now. Things have really changed this year.
We'll leave it there. We're going to let our listeners sound off on this issue now. Thanks very much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Ellen Borsuk, Senior Fellow in Law and Public Policy at Marquette University Law School. He writes a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covering education. So, Ellen Borsuk giving us some of the pros and cons in this controversy over Common Core, the academic standards. Now it's up to you. Do you support or oppose Common Core? Do you think Common Core is good for Wisconsin or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the sound-off segment of today's big question. Do you support or oppose Common Core? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll give you 30 seconds to state your case. We'll start with Diane in Milwaukee. Hi, Diane.
Hi, I support raising the standards. I think people are against it because a black man had the audacity to become president, and we can't have that.
All right, thanks very much. Teresa in Adams? Go ahead.
Yes. I'm against it. I had asked to be in the I don't know because I'm a parent and I don't know what the Common Core standards are even, but I'm going against it because I think that children, their homework is hard. you know, everything they bring home from school is hard. I can't even help my kids with their homework anymore because school is just that hard.
Thank you very much, Teresa. We'll go to Joan in Eau Claire now. Hi, Joan.
Hey, good morning. I'm against it. I agree with some of the previous callers in that I believe that this is a political thing, that Scott Walker would do absolutely anything to discredit our public school system. And I'm sorry that it's political, but that's my point on it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks very much for your comments. Cherry and Waupun or Sheree?
Hi, good morning. I am for the Common Core plan. As someone who had to take two of their children out of school because of the racial discrimination and the harassment and the bullying, I feel that there needs to be something changed. I literally have a letter from the school board that says, we agree that your child's been discriminated against and been a horrible bullying, but nothing's going to change overnight. That's literally what I have in writing, and I put my child in private school after that. So, yes, I believe there needs to be some changes.
Thanks very much, Sheree. Well, what is your take on the Common Core? The Common Core is a set of academic standards, and it has been implemented in Wisconsin schools. The governor last week said that Wisconsin's standards should be higher than the national Common Core standards, and there will be hearings that start tomorrow talking about the Common Core academic standards. And we're asking you whether you like Common Core the way it is, or do you think it should be stronger, like Governor Walker is proposing, or do you dislike Common Core for another reason? Is Common Core a good or bad for Wisconsin? Let's go to David in Madison next. Hello, David.
Good morning. Yes, I'm for Common Core. I just moved to Louisiana. I've been a Wisconsin native, and they're going through some of the same growth where they don't have a school curriculum to match it, so they're writing it as the year goes on. But it's showing that as a country, we need consistency in what we're seeing. And some of the states have had negative score results, like New York and Tennessee. I think you've come to realize that we do need a flat standard so everybody is graded the same going into college.
Thank you, David. Greg in Glidden is with us now. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Joy. I'm for Common Core because I think Walker is getting to the extremist Tea Party on this issue. So I support Common Core as it is, Joy.
All right. Thanks very much. I think that's going to be all the time we have for on-air comments. You can go to WPR.org, though, and vote online. You can also find a link to our online poll on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to Christy Taylor for producing this hour. Thanks to Robin Cherry for on-air production. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster for on-air direction. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We will be talking with author and actress Sarah Gilbert about her new book describing a practical, imperfect approach to environmentalism. That's coming up in our next hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.